FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live kicking off hour number two. We want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's a bit of a different brand of talk show. We are not necessarily pro-Republican, nor are we pro-Democrat. In fact, we tend to dislike both of those types of politicians. We are pro-freedom, unabashedly so, on this program, and we're getting applause from it from all over the place, from program directors, from listeners. People are coming across this message, they're coming across this show, and refreshing is a word that many people have used. So we're glad you're out there tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome to the program. You're in for something a little bit different. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com where you will find we got a whole bunch of good stuff. And it's all on the house, including live streaming, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Yep, that's freestateproject.org. Coming up this hour, again, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Coming up, we are going to talk more about the situation with the Supreme Court today. We've been waiting a few months for this verdict to come down, and it has come down hard in a bad, bad way. We'll talk to you more about that. But right now, we got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I enjoyed the first ever Tunica air races this weekend in Tunica, Mississippi.
Hmm. Okay. What were they racing in the air? Airplanes?
F1 Mustangs. Bearcat. There was a twin engine. What do you call that? An old World War II thing.
It's a P-40.
Oh, not a 38. The P-38. Okay. Lefty Gardner used to race the P-38 in Reno.
Okay.
The twin engines never do very well because they have too much drag.
How do you have an air race anyway? It's not like you can set up little floating pylons for people to drive around, can you?
As a matter of fact, I was a pylon judge at this air race. So you have poles, basically, sticking up in the air, and the poles have a marker on them so that they can be easily spotted from the air, and then the planes race around this course at about between 50 and 100 feet off the ground.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and the...
Somewhat dangerous.
Somewhat dangerous, yes.
Unloaded. All racing is dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know. World War II fighters, you know, whipping above the ground at 50 feet above the ground. I don't want to be a pole judge. Thanks.
It's very exciting and very interesting.
Well, Gene, we're glad you're here to
talk
about
it. I wouldn't dispute the exciting part. I certainly wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight besides the air races, Gene?
Well, I wanted to show you what anarchy is. What is the definition of anarchy is a lack of government, right?
Without rule.
Without rule,
mm-hmm.
Without rules, you can say, without the rules themselves.
Without official rules, I suppose you could say, sure.
Well, what about when you have a government that no longer follows the rules? That's still anarchy, because even though the rules are there, nobody's following them, so you have, ergo, there's anarchy.
I don't know if you could say that, because they're creating rules for people, and those people are following the rules.
Oh, no. They have thrown the rules out the window.
Right. The rules for their behavior. You're saying they're operating under anarchy.
Correct. That's what he's
saying.
They are
anarchistic, and on top of that, they're really no more legitimate than the gang and the Crips and the Bloods and whoever else decides to push their rules on top of people living in their neighborhood. It's only they have a bigger neighborhood. That's
now,
all they are.
It almost sounds like you're kind of making anarchy sound like a bad thing. Gene.
Well, this kind of anarchy is a bad thing because you wind up with too much control. I mean, the gang is too big. I want an anarchy where the gangs are small and local.
Mm-hmm.
That way you have a better way to control it. I mean, you have more control over your destiny in an anarchy with small gangs than you do when something like a huge federal government becomes anarchistic.
I agree with that. I would much rather take my chances under a system, a system without this big government around. And as far as, and what I bring this up is because what you mentioned, Gene, is on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, somebody was writing a message that had something to do with, well, what if we had anarchy and there was this gang that went around to houses and just took all your stuff? What would you do then?
Sounds like the IRS.
Yeah. Well, that's the gang that comes around to your house and takes half of your stuff.
Well, I don't know about that. I've talked to Dick Stim Cannon and see if So I would say that, well, that we're already living in anarchy. It's just that most people don't realize it.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, yeah, absolutely nothing is stopping a gang from forming and coming to your house except for the fact that they know there's a good chance you might have some guns, you know, under a free society. And, by the way, Free Talk Live doesn't necessarily advocate anarchy, but when we're talking about it, we'll explore the ideas. We advocate a very limited, very, very limited government.
See, I don't advocate a limited government because it goes back to that story that I gave you. You know,
I advocate a limited government only because it's the easiest way to get people into the fold. The advocating anarchy is just tough to recruit people to, Gene.
I have a thing when I was a child. When I was a child, we had this thing. Who made you the boss over me?
Yeah.
You know, and that's, if you get right down to it, that's the basis of liberty. Who made you the boss over me?
Yeah.
I didn't make you the boss over me.
And if I didn't make you the boss over me, who did and who gave them permission to do so?
Is why no government has any legitimate force or legitimate authority over you. They have force over you. There's a difference between them having force.
When you nail me down, Gene, I'm going to have to agree with you, man, because I'm definitely with you there. I personally don't think government can do anything right. But nonetheless, as far as, I mean, would you guys agree that as far as recruiting people into the liberty movement, it's a little bit easier to get them in as a constitutional kind of a basis? Like, hey, we just want to get the government back to the Constitution.
Yeah, well, just so you know, you couldn't get me to go any farther than that.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, I don't think that, I think that our constitutional government is very, very close to anarchy. If you look at it, the authority given to the government is so limited and so small that it is really a form of anarchy or pretty darn close to it. If you go back to 1776 or 1777...
Well, it was supposed to be pretty hands-off, you're right.
And you see what authority they had to push you around, they didn't have much.
No.
And you can even watch some of the old westerns and stuff that were filmed in the 40s and stuff, and see what their impression of what the government powers were, and they're probably pretty accurate, but they show that the marshal, for instance, the federal marshal, really had no authority anywhere.
Hmm.
He would go around and say, well, I'm the federal marshal, and I'm looking for such and such a guy, and the farmer there would say, well, you know, the farmer's got this guy hired in the back, you know, so he's hiding in the barn, and so the farmer would say to the federal marshal, well, you know, I never heard of them, and you don't have any authority here, so get the hell off my property.
Actually, as it turned out, according to one of our BBS posters, and I've seen this elsewhere, that the Wild West really wasn't that wild.
It wasn't, because people had to be very polite when they had all those guns around, or they'd get their head shot off.
Great point, Gene. Good call. Anything else on your mind? Any final thoughts?
Oh, I'll try and call you from China. That's all.
We look forward to it, man.
You need to go feed your dog. It sounds like quite the killer.
Yeah,
he's pretty wild, all right.
Thanks, Gene.
He wants to be a talk show host.
We appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You know, when Gene calls, I have to agree with the guy. I mean, he's right. When he gets down to the principle, who's authority? What? How dare you try and tell me what to do?
Gene made me think of something here. You know, I got into a long, and I know we've got some prep, but I'd like to bring this up.
Okay.
I got into a long discussion on libertarianism this weekend.
We love personal stories, Johnson.
With a staunch Democrat.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
a party line Democrat?
I converted him a lot of issues, but, in any spoken discussion, there was a point, and I faltered. And I need to, I want to bring it up.
Find out what that was. What was the issue?
Military.
Okay. Coming back with more. This is your show, 800-259-9231.
Maybe we can talk about it with Dave.
Maybe so. We'll talk about that on the way. Your calls, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. So take control. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem, or a combo of both.
We're talking to Johnson right now, one of our co-hosts.
Yeah. Hey.
You had a bit of a political conversation over the weekend.
Yeah, what got happened? Involved with a staunch Democrat talking about, got into, you know, I converted him on a bunch of issues, especially he was, you know, his big problem with libertarians was on the environment.
Mm.
And I just happened to, last time we were at the convention, you know, I mentioned earlier, we went to the Pride Fest a while back, and
right.
I just took one of the pamphlets. Mm-hmm. And so when he said he had problems with the libertarians on the environment, I just was like, well, here, read these.
Mm-hmm.
And just handed him a pamphlet by Mary Ruart and another pamphlet called The Green Gestapo, which I'm not sure who that's by. And just, you know, he read a little bit and he was like, Okay.
I got to say that Democrats and Greens are real easy converts on the environment because we can show that we care about the water and the, you know, we care about the environment too. And that's a typical mode of conversion
you're
for libertarians.
You're corporate. You want to sell off everything. You're going to destroy the world. That's
well, the first thing you do
general.
When you the first thing you do when you get an objection like, well, you don't support the environment. Actually, yeah, I agree with you. I agree. We need to have clean water. We need to have clean air.
And so, I don't think that the government's going to do
exactly.
Do it.
Agreeing first and then telling them the better solution as opposed to government regulation, the free market solution.
Right. Where I faltered was is this person got into, you know, this person's not only a Democrat, but I think he's also a bit of a fascist, and that he's well, you know, and yeah, you know, I throw that out there, but I think he'd be the first to admit to it, and that he wants a strong central, believes in a strong central government, and believes in a you know military force and whatnot, and was basically telling me that you know, well, military whatnot, and I was trying to say that you know we don't need a military if everyone in this country were armed. Like, say, in Sweden, which, yes, I know Sweden.
Switzerland,
I'm sorry. I know, you know, Switzerland forces everyone, you know, basically, conscription. Everyone has to serve, what is it, 1 year, 2 years?
Something
in the military,
like that.
Mm-hmm. And everyone has to keep their weapons. So everyone in the country is armed. Every household in the country has a firearm in it.
Well, kept Hitler out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be a great thing if everyone in this country were armed or allowed to armed or encouraged to own arms and we had militias, then we wouldn't need a military. And his suggestion was that, you know, if there are terrorists that are going to attack this country and they don't want to take over our resources and they don't want to, you know, have anything to do with trying to, you know, influence the country or take over the country or take resources from us, then they're just going to bomb us. Just drop an atom bomb on us.
Well, there's not much you're going to do to stop an atom bomb. I mean,
right.
To be clear.
Or several, you know, if they just want to wipe the country.
Well,
off
I don't
the map.
For one thing, they're not going to have an ISDN, or an ICBM.
ICBM. Yeah.
There's not going to be an intercontinental ballistic missile coming from Turkmenistan or
right.
wherever.
They have to sneak it across the border.
Right. It's going to be a suitcase sized bomb. And The army, which is you know basically what we're talking about here, the army isn't going to stop that from happening.
Nope.
The Marines aren't going to stop that from happening. These are the forces that we propose.
And if it did happen, what would they do anyway? Would they go around and just bomb everybody in the world? Because how would you know? I mean, if a suitcase bomb went off somewhere, how would you know who was responsible?
Right. And I understand the whole kind of argument against you know a standing military, but. You know, there are provisions in the Constitution for having a standing Navy. The Constitutional Fathers believe that we should have a Navy at all times. And I think that kind of translates into the Air Force in the same way that the Navy sort of occupies the sea. The Air Force, which they didn't have in 1776,
right.
Would have occupied sort of the air. Mm-hmm. So I think we should have a standing Air Force and a standing Navy. It's just that
for defensive purposes,
it's the Marines and the Army that bother me so much.
You know, it all bothers me to some extent. I could live with your solution, Manwich, but I think that something you could have brought up with to the Democrat would have been, well, if we were living in this world that I'm proposing, mm-hmm. we would not have our troops in over the 130-something countries that we have. We would not have.
I did bring that up.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. We would not have the 700-plus military bases around the world. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be creating more terrorists. I mean, he would have to agree with you that the reason for the terrorist attacks is the fact that we are over there killing them.
Yeah. I think that it's also clear.
Read, to this person, I spoke with this person until 6 a.m. I actually read to him the entirety of Harry Brown's viewpoint on World War II. So that'll tell you how long the conversation was.
Well, and I'd also...
And stuff that sinks in over time. You can't win this.
To be clear, somebody in the international scene is going to, like, you know, at some point or another, would attack America if we were a peaceful, you know, unarmed nation. Now, I suggest that we be a peaceful, armed nation.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you know, just so
Americans
so preposterously
have
armed on a local and, you know, personal
yeah.
level that, you know, anybody would be crazy.
And you know that you know the gun nuts would be all about buying some tanks for their militias and
heck
stuff
yeah.
like that. if they could legally own tanks, you know they'd be all about that.
I'd want to be part of a militia that owned a tank, to tell you the truth. And I'm not part of one now, but I'd
maybe
tell
in New Hampshire.
I'm a little concerned though, because at some point or another, if you have competing militias, there's going to be militias in you know this county competing against militias in that county, and then let's
but
see if your tanks,
to kill each
your
other.
Tank's faster than my tank. If your tank can shoot farther than my tank, I wonder if this bullet will penetrate your tank. Pretty soon. soon, you've got county to county war.
You know,
oh,
because,
please, you're silly.
No, you know what? They'd load up the tanks with big, huge paint pouches.
Yeah, there you go. 800-259-9231. Of course, join us online at freetalklive.com and go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. We'd really appreciate it if you haven't yet done it this month. Let's go to the phones and do the fun to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I have a piece of news for you.
What's that?
As you may know, Russell Canning of Keene, New Hampshire, has promised to board a or attempt to board a an airline flight that he's booked, that he's got a ticket for, from Manchester to Philadelphia.
I thought that was on the 10th.
Say what?
I thought that was happening on the 10th.
No, it's on the 11th.
Okay.
June 11th, and he wants to board an aircraft without his ID. He wants to do it without an ID.
Right.
Or get arrested in the attempt. So it's another, you know, it's part of the spreading civil disobedience movement that's going on.
Right.
Against federal usurpations. And today, the piece of news is that he was interviewed by two FBI agents.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, they came to his workplace.
Wow.
After first trying to find him at home. And spoke to him for about an hour. Apparently were very polite. Tried to talk him out of it. Please don't do this, that kind of thing. And
this sounds familiar. This is what happened with the manicurist. Now he wasn't visited by the FBI, but the outlaw manicurist, the gentleman in New Hampshire who violated the manicure prohibition, basically saying you had to have a license to have one, did it unlicensed. He was threatened by the government in advance. Did they threaten him, or did they just say you shouldn't do this?
They asked him why he wasn't doing something like the outlaw manicurist.
Oh, really? So they were aware of
it. Okay. That was kind of fun. How come you're not doing something like that?
Right.
So, but it wasn't all innocuous. They also, they opened, they sort of told him basically that he didn't, that where was it written that you have a right to fly without ID? Which, of course, is backwards, because where is it written that you have a right to require ID?
Yeah, well, if it's the airplane, the airline that's doing it, then it's one thing. But if it's this pseudo, this government agency that is totally unconstitutional that's doing it, then I think we definitely have an issue. If you got more, Dave, hang on. 800-259-9231's news straight from the Free State of New Hampshire. We are going to follow up on some more details here. This is coming up this weekend. This guy is going to attempt to board a plane with no ID.
Shoot, I thought he was going to tell us that New Hampshire developed the first airsoft tank.
More coming up. This is your
soft tank.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, the paintball tank.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get in touch with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and still plenty of time for your calls. Of course, you can email us as well at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not read your emails live on the air, but we'll definitely read them off the air and give you a personal response, we promise. All right, so 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, join us over at MySpace. We've got a new account. We've got a Free Talk Live account there, and we're just kind of fiddling around with it, just kind of playing with the social networking that is MySpace. And you can go and visit us there at myspace.freetalklive.com. We've got new people adding us to their friends list every day.
Friend of the show or join the Free Talk Live group.
Yes, yes, indeed. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, Dave, you've been talking to us about a guy named Russell in the state of New Hampshire. This weekend, is it Saturday or Sunday that he's going to be doing this?
Saturday.
He's going to be going to the Manchester International Airport. He's going to be attempting to board a plane without showing identification, correct?
Correct.
And he announced this a couple weeks back. He's already gotten some press in some newspapers around the state of New Hampshire. And now you're telling me that the FBI came to visit him today?
That's correct.
And they basically said, look, you know, you should probably reconsider this. Why are you doing this? They spent an hour talking to him. And when all was said and done, what was his answer to the FBI?
See you on Saturday.
Did they say they would be there personally?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. But they did say that they were, I guess they told him that they were reasonably convinced after talking. He said they were mainly trying to find out if he was going to do this in a nonviolent manner. And they spent an hour trying to figure that out. And when they left, they told him that they felt like they were satisfied that he was going to be nonviolent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he's going to be nonviolent as well. He said he was motivated by Gandhi, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly... I always say that whenever I talk about these things, that it's following the Gandhi model.
Now, whether the TSA is going to be violent or not is a whole other question.
Right. But as always, with the Gandhi model, the more violent the state is, the more your cause prospers, even if you suffer.
So he's willing to have his face smashed into the pavement, basically, over this, in case that's as far as they decide to go.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but...
Hopefully not, because there are always going to be news cameras there, which is going to be, one of the things that keeps the government in line is a little bit of attention. There's going to be people there with video cameras watching this entire thing transgress.
Right, and that's one of the advantages of this approach, this model, is you have the white chess piece. You decide when and where the event is going to occur and exactly what's going to happen. You're on offense, you're getting to set the agenda.
So odds are good he's not going to be able to get on the plane. I suppose miracles could happen and they could let him through, which would not be good for them. One of the other things he was trying to figure out was the law that he'd be violating. Now, was he able to ask the FBI about that? Because there's this. Apparently the TSA has this secret rule book that is just a bunch of regulations, but they're not actually laws. So on the rule book it says you can't board a plane without an identification, but that's not actually any law that was ever written anywhere. It's just what the TSA says.
He didn't bring that up to them, but I did. Because they came by his place before they went to his workplace.
Uh-huh.
They talked to me because I was staying here and he was not here. So I talked to them for about 15 minutes and called him to ask him if I should send them over there or not. And he wanted to say, yeah, send them straight over.
Right.
So that way we saved a little bit of taxpayer money by them not having to spend a lot of time hunting for him.
There you go.
As a taxpayer, I thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best we can do. But the anyway, I did.
Well, they're collecting salary anyway, but go ahead.
I said, yeah, if he's going to violate a law. And then I said, wait a minute. We're not really sure he is violating a law.
Right.
Because if anything, it's a secret law, and there's no better law to violate than that. They didn't really react. They may not know the law either. You know, it's hard
sure.
for any one person to fit it all in their head.
Yeah, they were just following orders, Dave.
To a point. You know, I didn't get a whole lot of sense of them trying to blame things on their superiors. But like I
said, but that's why they were there. I doubt they took the initiative, although I suppose it's possible.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, anything else going on up there we need to know about?
Yeah, with regard to the Hampton zoning thugs, the people who were trying to find an old lady, a 96-year-old lady, for minor zoning violation.
$200,000 fine.
$200,000 fine. She has put on the boxing gloves and struck back yesterday. She filed suit against zoning thugs, alleging that they violated the law in the manner, or something like that, their errors in the manner in which they conducted themselves in the process of.
So she might have found a technicality or something like that?
It's looking that way. I haven't read the whole article. There was an article in the Portsmouth Herald today about
it. Yeah, it was a real sad story.
I hope she sues them for the tune of $400,000.
Well, I hope she sues them for their authority and just gets them abolished. Wouldn't that be nice?
And interesting, today I talked on the, there's like a radio show that the mayor is on in Keene, and I talked to him on that radio show briefly about something else. But he mentioned that in Ringe, apparently, there is something that he brought up that's going on in Ringe, New Hampshire, where zoning thugs are, like, they are, apparently, he said they arrest somebody for having a for sale sign on their car.
What?
So that's coming from the mayor here in town, who's not exactly an anarchist.
No, sure.
I'm going to look into that and see if there was anything to that or not.
Unbelievable. Well, we're glad you're up there fighting the good fight, Dave, as always, and we appreciate you keeping us informed, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Always exciting things going on in the great state of New Hampshire. And, of course, that's why we are proud to be part of the Free State Project. I should mention that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information, you just give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org. Actually, one of the articles that was written about the airplane, what do we want to call this guy? The other guy was the outlaw manicurist. This other guy is the no ID flyer. Or
that's good. No, no
ID refusing man. I don't know. Anyway,
I like no ID flyer.
Faceless
flyer.
Anyway, so he was being reported on by, I think it was the Concord Times, one of the major newspapers there. And apparently it's actually stirring up a bit of controversy within the freedom movement, because there are some people that think that what he's doing is too extreme. They're saying that you should work within the system. You should work with the establishment in order to change things. Hmm. And so there's kind of like almost two different wings of activism going on there. You've got the wing of, we don't care, we're willing to violate the law to draw attention to how insane it is. And then there's the other crew that's saying, well, we think that you should go and try and have the law abolished and go to the state house and testify. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course, there at this point, we're not exactly sure that there is a law.
Right.
And that's a big issue. I would say that's the strongest issue. Let's be clear. There's no law here. And he's just trying to see where his freedoms are at. I don't know. I don't have a big problem with it.
I've got a name for him. I've got a good alliterated name for him. We should call him the Carefree Commuter.
Well, anyway, it is going to happen this weekend, and I'm sure we'll find out exactly what happened on Saturday night's show. Hopefully we'll have an update, maybe from the actual offender himself.
You know, I don't think my biggest problem isn't with, I don't think that people would have this big problem with anonymity if it wasn't for the drug war. I think this whole Fourth Amendment freedom privacy thing centers around the drug war.
That has definitely been the major key to eroding the Fourth Amendment. Absolutely. We're coming back with more. This is your show. You can take control via the phones, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll give you some more details on the Supreme Court decision today. Very, very sad.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can also get involved with us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. And they're free. There's no membership fee. There's no credit card transaction. Nothing like that. You just go to freetalklive.com. They're right there on the front of the page. In fact, as you scroll through, you'll find a couple of links to different websites you can vote for us on, including podtower.com, as well as podcastalley.com. In fact, you can even go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's probably the most helpful thing that you can do for us right now. We're the number 3 podcast in the world, thanks to you. Thanks to people like you, people listening to this show that have taken the time to go and vote. And when I say taken the time, I mean less than a minute.
It's less than a minute. Yeah.
If you have 100 helpful friends, help us be
in fact, if you're really time challenged and a minute is too much, you could just go to vote.freetalklive.com, type in your email address, and click vote now. That couldn't take more than 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, you could finish up the rest of the process. You could do it 3 hours later. Just check your email. They send you a confirmation email. Open the email. Click the link inside. That's like another 20 seconds. Really, it's not much. Vote.freetalklive.com.
You know, I sent out an email to a lot of people on my email list asking for votes.
Yes, you did.
And very, very successful. I think I probably got 40 or 50 votes out
good job.
Of, you know, 70 people I sent it to.
And we're asking you to send it to your friends as well. Send them vote.freetalklive.com. Ask them for some help. Tell them about the show. You can also email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. Jonathan emails us. Hi from Quebec.
Quebec.
First, First time.
Well, you don't know whether he's English or French.
You'll find out.
Okay.
First time I tune your radio. I like it, and I wanted to say something about marijuana, the Supreme Court decision. Seriously, what are the real reasons why they keep it from being legal? Because it has therapeutic characteristic, of course. If they make it legal, they'll loose money over pills and drugs. Everyone can make grow some plants. They probably get profit from marijuana traffic, too. Another reason not to legalize it. And he's absolutely right. Those are definitely two reasons. The pharmaceutical companies, they have a medical version of marijuana. They have the Marinol pill, but it doesn't have the same effects as smoking marijuana. It doesn't help the people that smoking marijuana helps. It doesn't have an immediate effect, and in fact, the long-term effects aren't what people are looking
just
for
like
either.
Just like any prescription, it seems to me that most prescription drugs are sad duplicates of holistic medicines, in my opinion.
Hmm.
That's my opinion.
So
I don't take drugs. I try to do all my stuff through herbal means at the stores.
I don't even take them when I've got a cold or anything like that. I just kind of push through it.
I can't
drink water.
If I take cold medicine, I'm out of it. I'm like
loopy.
Sitting in the corner crying, writing poetry. I mean, it messes me up.
Well,
I can't take prescription cold medication.
So he's absolutely right, but there's multiple reasons. These are just some of the reasons. And the idea about the marijuana trafficking, the government profiting from that. Certainly, there are definitely high-ranking police officials that are involved in trafficking marijuana, involved in trafficking narcotics. It's absolutely been confirmed, I've heard rumors about some of them as well from very legitimate sources.
And let's not forget that there's lots of money to be made from the government by confiscating people's property that are caught with drugs.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many reasons the government wants to keep this illegal. It is absolutely a cash cow.
They're making money off of it. They're making money off of taxing us to keep people in jail for it. You know, it's just all around a cash cow for the government. And how does it benefit? How does it benefit the American people? Well, not a frickin' all.
Nothing. Unless you're a cop. Unless
right.
you're making money from it.
Yeah.
In fact, it could be said that the only reason someone could possibly be for the war on drugs. I'm not just talking about marijuana. I mean the war on drugs. The only reason you could be for it is either total ignorance, in that you've just been lied to and you believe the lies,
right?
Or you're profiting from it.
What do you think the Supreme Court's reason is?
Total ignorance.
They profit from it.
I don't know. How does the Supreme Court profit from that?
They're part of the whole system.
They're collecting a paycheck either
way. Certainly not acting, as we've seen through the poll, and I'm sure more polls, and just from people I've spoken to, and just polling around the country, that they are not acting in the interests of the American people. That's for sure.
I don't think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out slinging pounds of marijuana in order to make a little extra money on the side. I can't see that the Supreme Court is profiting from
it. I'll bet you she's smoked pot, though.
Maybe.
I bet you she has.
Odds are good.
You know, the chances are good, because it's about 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
For American people, about 50-50.
For adults, yeah.
Then how in the world can she get away with sending someone to prison or being responsible for somebody being sent to prison for smoking pot?
Well, just
when
because she was allowed to make that mistake, why should anyone else skip the
Yeah,
same,
God knows. She's
same
a,
right.
She's a better person. She's morally freaking superior to the rest of the people out
I
there.
I think any politician who's smoked marijuana, who passes a marijuana law, should retroactively have to serve the sentence.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand. Passes it or supports it.
Yep.
So Jonathan goes on. He says, well, all I have to say, come to Quebec. It's a real marijuana paradise here.
Marijuana, je t'aime. Pouf, passé.
He says, long life to freedom. Sadly, we are also very mind-controlled up here. Jonathan, P.S., sorry for my English errors. I'm a Frenchie. Well, Jonathan, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to email. We definitely appreciate you taking the time to
listen.
You
must appreciate it. You pronounced Quebec properly for him.
Oh, yes, I did. By the way...
that's not the proper for the English people from Quebec.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
Now I know.
Yeah.
So we've got the Supreme Court ruling came down today, and it came down in a very negative manner. They decided on a 6-3 decision that the federal government's laws against marijuana can still be enforced on people within states.
Which
that
means
have passed,
a lot of other people in Vermont came down as well.
Within states that have passed legislation specifically allowing medical marijuana use, the federal government is still allowed, according to the Supreme Court, to go in and raid these people's homes, raid the cannabis distribution clubs, and just generally harass law-abiding civilians within a state. It is absolute insanity. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, you want to change the topic, anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
sandal season is finally here. But not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem. The dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. If you want to make a call, now's the time to do it. We're only here for moments. Only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Justin.
And Manmich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send you an update right in your email box. And there you go. So you'll find out when the newest affiliate signs on. You'll find out when there's a brand new Shriner or anything else we need to announce. You can go and do it for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Supreme Court today case today. They finally made a ruling on the states' rights issue, because that's really what this was about. They said 6-3 that the federal
states
government
got no rights.
Yeah, that the federal government has total control over states, and that they can go ahead and prosecute medical marijuana patients in the states that have totally legalized it. They've completely legalized the people, and in some cases the legislature, which is also representative of the people. The people have said, we want this for our state. We want medical marijuana.
Right.
And they've put in programs, and people have been taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, the DEA, the Federal Office of Drug Control or whatever, have been down their throats ever since.
Yep.
Harassing people, arresting people,
I mean,
raiding people.
Where do they get off telling the voters, oh no, you can't?
They just
how
must get
can
off.
They do it?
It must get them off. That's got to be what it
I
is.
Mean, how can they do it? I'm baffled.
It's amazing. This country is completely insane. Like you were saying before, man, what constitution are they reading?
None of I don't. They're making their own up.
They have to be at this point. So we've got this terrible Supreme Court decision today. Of course,
they must have made an informal amendment.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Of course, John Walters, the idiot director of National Drug Control Policy, defended the government's ban, saying, quote, "Science and research have not determined that smoking marijuana is safe or
effective." Who cares what he says about science and research? He can jam that science and research wherever the sun doesn't shine. But the fact is, those voters in those states decided they wanted to have medical marijuana legal. I don't care what his cursory issue is.
What matters is sovereignty.
Right, absolutely. The people decided. Is it a government by the people, for the people, or not? John?
Who owns you? Is it you? Do you get to decide what goes into your body, or does John Walters get to decide? Because science and blah, blah, blah. Now, by the way, John, maybe those are the scientific studies that you funded, but there are definitely scientific studies out there that do point to medical marijuana being beneficial to a lot of people. But that's not even the issue. The issue is, you're telling states what to do now? This is the United States of America, where the states get to decide how to run themselves, and the federal government just sort of maybe is there to regulate disputes between a couple of the states, to do a very bare minimum of other functions, which is, of course, now just way out of control. I mean, we are losing our minds. We have lost our minds in this country. And to allow this to go on.
To not go after this guy with pitchforks and torches? Yes, we have lost our mind.
You know, this
is really what should happen. He said this crap, and there should be a huge thronging mob outside of his work that's ready to crucify him.
Well, the defendants in the case, or I guess, I'm not sure they're defense or the prosecutor. Anyway, the people who are involved have said they're going to keep doing it. They've said, well, whatever, we're going to keep smoking our marijuana because it's still legal to do in our state. They're just risking having the DEA bust in on them and cart them off to federal prison as a result of it. And if anything, this would make a great civil disobedience opportunity for people in the free state, people in any state, to get out there and come out and let's have the marijuana smokers come out and just smoke pot in front of the police station. We'll come back. We'll talk about more of this probably tomorrow night because it's huge news. I'm sure we'll still be discussing it. It's Vinny in here with you.
Hot Box, New Hampshire. It's also Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Go to freetalklive.com. See you.
If you're tired...